continuous double shots of classic rock. Two for Tuesday.
Yeah, I couldn't tell my parents I'm going to see Iron Maiden.
Do you think it would have been like, oh no, I'll play a little bit of one of their songs for you, in case you aren't familiar.
You ever seen the album cover to this?
Yes.
Yeah, you can't go to your parents. Hey, can I hang this on the wall in my room? You know, my dad would have done. That would not have gone well. Yeah, Double Shot Tuesday, heavy, hardcore metal bands that your parents would never want you to go see in concert. Now, maybe some of you said, why? My parents took me. Son, let's go to Iron Maiden. Oh. So text was at 58570, the Academy Sports and Outdoors text line. Scott, always learn something on Double Shot Tuesday. It's early. Is there anything you've learned thus far?
Yeah, there's a lot of bands that have scary songs.
Yeah. It's a unique genre. There's mm-hmm. no question about it. Yeah. All right, keep the text coming at 58570. Coming up on the 10 o'clock hour, WYGM Orlando, WJR, HD2, Cocoa Beach, Orlando Sports Leader. So yesterday I was talking about college offenses and just where we are in the era in college football. That the substitution rule a few years ago basically changed the game. That I don't have to allow you to substitute on defense. I mean, you can, but I don't have to wait. If I don't substitute on offense, you can substitute on defense, but I got a right to snap the ball. The official's not going to prevent me from snapping the ball. And either A, you're going to get caught with too many men on the field, or B, if you don't substitute, I'm going to wear you down by my tempo. Okay? And that's kind of what UCF tries to do. And now everybody runs a spread in some form. So points are up. Alabama's winning 63-48. We got games in the 40s, and it's no big deal to us, and that's college football. But something's happening in the National Football League, and it's not to the extent of college football, but it is interesting to watch what's happening. There's a couple of stats that make you wonder if the league has made a decision. Scott, you believe that Major League Baseball, at least once, if not multiple times, has either okayed, understood, or looked the other way of a ball that was designed to travel further.
Yes.
Whatever the makeup of that ball is, you believe that Major League Baseball has either A, said, let's make the ball such it travels more, and did it for a reason.
Yeah.
Okay.
They wanted to grow the sport.
Right. Now, I believe that's happened multiple times, not just coming out of a strike where we lost the World Series. I think that Major League Baseball has looked to make the game more offensive and now is going to try to figure out what's the best type of baseball in this strikeout or home run era. Now, I'll get to what I think the NFL may be behind in a second, but scoring is up. In fact, 63 of the 76 games that have been played, 63 times in the 76 games that have been played, someone has scored 30 points or more. To give you an idea how far that's up from the same point last year after 5 weeks, not including the game tonight, okay, that's up 75% of the number of teams scoring 30 points or more through 5 weeks of an NFL season. NFL games are averaging over 51 points a game. May not sound like a lot to you, but it is up at 16%. Scoring is up at 16%. We have a higher number of touchdown passes that are being thrown per game than we've ever had before, and it may be because quarterback play is better, the best it's ever been, the pool of quarterbacks, whatever you may think it is, but there are reasons for that. Punts are down. You want to guess how far punts are down, Scott?
How far?
That far.
Oh, wow.
Total number of punts after five games is down 21%. Does it sound like a lot to you?
I guess.
Okay. Maybe it does. Maybe it doesn't. Why are punts down? Because NFL statistics would tell you it is a huge number. When something is down 20% from a previous year, that's big. Usually change evolves over a number of years. When you're down 20% of the previous year, it's a big number. Do you have an idea why?
More teams going for it on fourth down?
Scott is absolutely correct. Some data to back that up, okay? Fourth and one. What's the conversion rate after 5 weeks in the NFL on fourth and one? What is the conversion rate on fourth and one?
25%?
It is 77%.
Wow.
On fourth and one, the conversion rate is 77%. We have more teams going for not just fourth and one, but fourth and short. Is that a significant number? Well, here's one for you, Scott. There have been 33 situations thus far in 5 weeks which an offense had fourth and one on the opponent's 49-30-yard line. You with me?
Mm-hmm.
49-30, meaning, hey, you know, too long of a field goal, we don't want to punt. Different than if I'm at your two-yard line.
Yeah.
So we've had 33 situations with fourth and one between the opponent's 49-30-yard line. What is the conversion of those 33 times that someone said fourth and one from the opponent's 49-30-yard line? I said it was 77% on fourth and one before. Now between the 30 and 49, what's the conversion rate?
65.
It's 84%.
Wow.
So punts are down because teams are going for it on fourth and one. Here's some simple concept to follow. Scott, if you're the defense and I'm the offense, right? And on fourth down, I don't punt. I go for it, which, by the way, I can go for it on fourth and four, not just fourth and one. And I get it. What happens? Who's on the field? The defense is on the field longer. The defense is on the field longer. Am I wearing a defense down?
Yeah.
Okay, so those are all factors that come into play. We're punting less. We're going for it more on fourth down. We're putting the defense on the field for more plays, which, by the way, plays per offense is increasing in the National Football League. You still with me so far and all this stuff? Good. I'm glad you're still with me. Pre-snap motion. This sounds high-tech here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pre-snap motion. We all understand what that is? We're moving somebody in motion, designed to do something to make the defense have to adjust, okay? Whether it's we're going to take a linebacker, move him, corner, say whatever it is. Pre-snap motion is up 9.2%. If you're wondering, is that significant? It is incredibly significant because compared to last year, it was only up 2%. We're moving more people in motion. It is resulting in more plays in a positive for the offense. Those are factors that also come in to play. All right, get to the meat and potatoes or something.
Get in the meat and potatoes.
Who doesn't like some meat and potatoes here, right?
Love it.
All right. Scott, after 5 weeks in 2019, after 5 weeks of the 2019 season, there were 274 holding penalties. Okay? You want to do some math? I'll do it for you, okay? 274, Scott, divided by 5, is 54.8. 5 weeks into the 2019 season, there were 274 holding penalties. After 5 weeks, not counting tonight's game, of the 2020 season, would you like to guess how many holding penalties have been called?
How many?
Well, let's guess. 274 last year after 5 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Is it higher? Is it lower? Is it a big margin or a small margin? 274 after 5 weeks last year. How many going into tonight's game? Total holds. I'll get to the declined or accepted in a moment.
I'm going to go with 200.
133.
Oh, wow.
There are more than half of what was called holding last year. 274, 133. Scott, do you think NFL linemen have just gotten better when it comes to blocking and technique? Or do you think the National Football League and the officials have just done something to go, unless it's blatant, let's not call it? Now, before you answer that question, because the answer is whatever you want it to be, do you have any idea what the conversion rate is after a team gets a holding call on a possession? Meaning, if at some point you get a holding call,
mm-hmm,
to convert whatever becomes the down and distance. Okay, if I have it on first down, it's now first and 20. If it happens on second and 7, now second and 17. If it happens on third and 1, it becomes third and 11. You know the difference of the conversion without the penalty versus with the penalty? Okay, I'll give you an idea. Once you pick up that holding call, you have a 74% less chance to convert because you just picked up the 10 yards. That's in the NFL. So what happened? How is it possible after 5 weeks that we have so many fewer holding penalties? In fact, are you ready for this? The New York Giants are 0-5 this season.
Yes, they are.
0-5. Okay? The Giants were trying to beat the Dallas Cowboys and had a costly holding call when Devontae Freeman ran for 9 yards in a drive. The Giants were trying to win the game. And by the way, instead of it being second and 1, it became first and 20. And they didn't convert. And the Cowboys drove down the field and scored. Scott, remember me talking about that yesterday?
Yeah.
Do you realize after 5 games, that is the only holding call on the New York Giants? After 5 games of the National Football League season, the woeful Giants, the New England Patriots, the Las Vegas Raiders, the Houston Texans, and the Dallas Cowboys have had one holding call. That's not, one accepted or declined. No, total. So you tell me, is there something going on in the National Football League? Because all the numbers I gave you about, down in distance and fewer punts, what's changed in blocking? How is it possible that after 5 games, lines are blocking so much better, the technique is so much better, that we have so few holding calls? You think the league's behind it?
Yeah.
How is it not possible? I'm not saying it's a fix for so-and-so. The Giants are 0-5. It's not like somebody said, hey, don't call it on the Giants. Believe me, the Giants' line is terrible. They're 0-5.
They're trying to help you. You can't figure it out.
But that was the only holding call on the Giants the whole season came last week. Something's going on. Somewhere along the way, the decision was made. And by the way, the league did announce it going, hey, in reviewing, as we do every year, this is now what's going to be defined as hold. There is nothing that's happened from the end of last season to this season where the league said, now the definition of holding has changed. But a decrease of over 50% in holding calls absolutely has to be one of the biggest factors. By the way, and it was brought up on last night's broadcast. Do you agree? Justin Herbert had played really well last night. And again, his team didn't win. Difference in atmosphere if there's a crowd inside the dome?
Yeah.
The things that you don't hear, you can hear. All factors. By the way, over-unders the first few weeks of the season, significantly above. Now Vegas and odds makers have adapted. Why? Because the crowd is no longer a factor. You don't have those issues that come into play. That's also a reason why I think you see points being up. If you believe it's poor tackling because we had no preseason, limited offseason, it's fine. But I'm telling you, of all the stats I gave you, is the holding one not the one that you scratch your head about?
A little bit, yeah.
I mean, fewer punts, I explained. More teams go for it on fourth down. The conversion rate is up on fourth and short. But holding?
Well, it's also the easiest one that the league, I'm going to put it in quotes here, could do something with. And it not seem as obvious.
Correct. Right. Hey, unless it's so blatant you see a guy being tackled.
Yeah.
Let's not throw the flag. And then I give you the numbers that if you get a holding call, the ability of converting the first down is it's so significant that you have to conclude the league understood what they were doing here. Because, I mean, these others that are, up 10%, 15%, 20%, but on holding, where you see such a difference in the numbers, That's done with an intent. And that is why scoring is up. All these other things matter as well. But there's nothing that compares to it. Especially when the number to convert after the hold has been called and penalty accepted is so significant. So keep that in mind. And again, I just gave you teams after 5 games that have one total hold. Including some of the worst teams. I mean, again, the Giants are winless. The Texans just won a game, for crying out loud. And yet they've had one holding call. By the way, at the pace we're on, punting will be gone in 8 years.
Oh, poor punters.
We keep going at the pace that we go. All right, Matt Michelle talks college football with us a little bit later. This is the backside of the Iron Maiden Double Shot Tuesday request.
Yes.
Keep the heavy metal artists and songs for Double Shot Tuesday coming at 508-57. We'll talk college football with Matt in about 20 minutes. A history lesson of this day of years past next.
Here's your chance to win $1,000. Text the nationwide keyword Bills, B-I-L-L-S, to 200-200. You'll get a confirmation text and info, standard data and message rates apply in this nationwide contest. That's Bills to 200-200.